Well, what you gonna do when the glory comes down? I'm gonna praise the Lord. Tell me what you gonna do when the glory comes down. I'm gonna praise the Lord. As I prepare to speak this this word, that chorus from years and years ago came into my head, and I sang it all the way over to the church. I think it fits good with the idea of taking your place. When the glory, when the presence comes, the response, praise the Lord. You can't really do things against God if you're praising God. Now, you might have to praise Him more than once. You might have to just keep praising Him. But as you praise Him, it's going to change things. I've been talking about how God changes things. I was talking about it at the jail. You know, I always have a jail story. I was talking about it at the jail, how He changes things, how we think, how we react, how we respond. And one of the gals in one of the pods, she said, yeah, I had that happen yesterday. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, she got released to go to her sister's funeral, and she came back to jail. She thought about running. She thought about going against what was happening in her life, but she came back, and she said she realized that that was God, recognizing that it's God. Colossians 1:13 and 14 says, for He has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of His dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. He's delivered us from the powers of darkness, you see. And knowing our place, knowing our position, I should say, we see we have a position, and then we have the opportunity to take our place in that position. Growing up, I was Corky Day's boy. I was his son, no matter what. Whether I did wrong or I did right didn't change the fact that I was his son. He was perfectly willing to line me up if I needed to be lined up. And so I didn't want to disappoint him, and I didn't want to get caught. And so later in life, as I did more things that would disappoint him, I tried to do them behind a curtain. But you know, even if he found out, which I didn't want him to do, even if he found out, I was still his son. You see, I was his son no matter what. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, we need to know that we become His children. Now, that doesn't give us a license. Romans tells us, you know, we don't just continue in sin that His grace might abound. But so many times people are not sure that God sticks with them. They're just not sure. And then there's other people that will certainly tell them that, you know, it's like people come to the idea that we're in and out and in and out and in and out. If we fail, then we're out of the family, and if we do good. But that doesn't make any sense, because that's not what it is in a real family. And God said, I'll be a father to you. And so we need to get comfortable enough with God to take our place that was established for us by our position as children of God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And so no matter what, you are a new creature, and God is working in you, and God won't quit. I had an illustration that I believe was from God, was to imagine that somebody came to you and you were looking for a job and looking for a good job, and this person came to you and said, I have a job for you and this is what it's going to be. And you thought, well, I don't know anything about that. How could I ever do that job? I don't know anything about it. Well, sometimes that's how people feel when it comes to things in Christ, you know? Well, how can I be righteous? How can I be righteous? Well, positionally, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you may as well get used to it. But anyway, you show up at that job Well, actually, maybe you don't even show up after you've been invited to show up, and that boss is such a good boss that he comes and finds you and says, "Hey, how come you didn't come? Why didn't you show up for work?" And you tell him, "Well, I don't think I can do it. I just don't think I'm worthy. Whatever." He said, "Listen, all you've got to do is come. I have the authority to put you in that position, and when you come, I'm going to teach you to do that, and you are going to be able to do that." Well, so you show up, and it's just like you thought. You don't have the slightest idea of what you're doing. He gives you one thing to do, and you try, and you try, and you try, and you spend the whole day, and you maybe almost get it done once right. And when he comes to check on you, he says, "Way to go. Way to go. You almost got it right." You're trying to explain to him, "Yeah, but I messed up so many times," that you're trying to talk to him about that. And he said, no. "Look, you're getting it. You're getting it." Is it so hard to imagine that God is continually working with us, working on us to help us to see, "Look, you're getting it"? You know, sometimes for some people, it's like you got to look at their success when they almost do the right thing. I mean, I deal with the folks at the jail all the time, you know, and they spent their whole lives feeling like failures and being told that you're failures, and it isn't good enough to almost do the right thing. But with God, it's amazing. And so this person just keeps encouraging you, and after you've been encouraged enough, and then you start to be a little bit successful. Well, pretty soon now, you just want to please that person because that person has given you an opportunity like you never imagined. That's what it is about taking our place in Christ Jesus. We've been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Taking that place. Hey, when I came to Jesus, I was so far from anything that was Christ-like. And I didn't know anything about that. I just knew that I didn't want where I was headed before. I didn't want to go to hell. There's hell. There's really hell. Yeah, there really is. There's got to be. The Bible says so. But when I discovered that he worked in my life, when I didn't know he was working and he was changing things that I wasn't even thinking about changing, that began to really get my attention. And then when he began to become present when I would sing unto him, it was like, wow, this is really interesting. And so there was a position as a child of God, and there were also places for me to take my place that I didn't know even existed. And this is what you will discover. Everybody can discover that, but you got to be willing to take your place. But you won't take your place unless you really believe that you have a position. You see, in that analogy of someone where somebody offers them this really good opportunity, and then they actually grow in that opportunity, and then they are desirous to do that the best that they possibly can in an attempt to show their appreciation, that's what we get with God. We get a father who steps out, whose overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love reaches out to us, offers us a position, and then stands by us whether we're failing or we're not, and continues to encourage us until when you spend more time with God, when you step into that place beside God, you begin to have confidence. And you begin to be free. You begin to feel the truth of the fact that you've been delivered from the power of darkness. And it feels good. And, you know, when you're delivered from the power of darkness, a lot of times you didn't realize you were controlled by the power of darkness. But you can know that when you ask yourself, "How could I be the way that I was?" You realize it was the power of darkness. Apostle Paul said, "It's no longer I who sin, but it's a sin that's still in me." a lot of times we don't even consider ourselves to be sinners. We consider ourselves to be not perfect. We consider ourselves to make mistakes. And if somebody talks about being righteous, we think that's so far from our step. And we can't be righteous by our own thing. We can't make ourselves righteous. But we have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so when we step into that place, where my righteousness is not of my own, but I've got this place, and I can step to this place, and this place is in it. I was thinking about when I was a little kid, and we were taking baseball, learning baseball. Now I was in baseball about the second day that I was born. Now I don't remember anything about the games, but they tell me I was at the game. And so, but anyway, I grew up. My dad was a coach. My older brother played baseball. So by the time that I was five and starting baseball where everybody else was playing baseball, I already knew a lot of the stuff about baseball. I mean, I knew the positions. I knew first, second, third, shortstop, left, center, right. I knew where the positions were, but not everybody knew that. And they had to teach us the position. Everybody had to know where their position was so that once you were told your position, you could go out and take your place. Now, if you've ever watched little kids playing baseball, you know that, you know, they tell them to go out onto the field, and some little kids wandering around left field was supposed to go to first base. Well, it's learning the position so that they then can take their place. And over time, with enough guidance and enough help and enough times of the coach going and taking them and moving them to the right place, now they know their position. And they take their place when they're told what their position is. And when they're given a position, if the coach says you're the second baseman, you are the second baseman. It doesn't matter if somebody says you're not doing a good job on second base. It doesn't matter if you're not good at being second baseman. That's your place because you've been named that position. Well, you see the picture of what it's like? We have a position. We have been called to the position, and we just have to have the confidence to step into that place. See, I have been delivered from the power of darkness, the power of the enemy. And so the enemy cannot make me do anything. And so I can stand and say, I am not. No longer am I obligated. No longer am I obligated to evil. No longer am I obligated. And so I'm a new creature in Christ. And as we speak those things to ourselves, we begin to have confidence in those things. And that isn't positive mental attitude. That's okay. This is what the Bible says. We speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. What are we going to do when the presence comes? I've seen people experience the presence of God and didn't know how to respond to it and thought there was something wrong with it, rather than just joining in with others that are experiencing the presence of God. A lot of times people resist the presence of God. People almost run from the presence of God because it's so different from the presence of the world. The presence of God is intoxicating. Literally, the peace of God that passes understanding is overwhelming. And so we have that. You know, we're told in Scripture, we're told it, that we are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, so we have that position, so let's take our place there. I'm not what I was, but I will be what I am. Because you see, the more closer we get to God, the more that we allow God to work in our life and to move in our life, the more we find out that we become what we already were. You see, because we were made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That happens. It was a guaranteed thing. If you come unto me, if you draw near to me, I'm going to draw near to you. If you call on me, you will be saved. If you are saved, then you are my child. If you are my child, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have been made more than a conqueror. You know how many people there are in the world that don't feel like they, not only do they not feel like more than a conqueror, they feel like an absolute failure. Do you know how many of those people are sitting in churches and they can't take their place because they don't understand their position? We can imagine a lot of things. Why can't we imagine the victory that there is in Jesus? Why can't we? You know, when we believe we have right standing because of Him. We don't stand perfect in our actions, but we stand perfect in our position. We got a position. And with that position, we take our place. That makes sense? So it's like if you leased an apartment or you leased a car, whatever you leased it, you signed a lease, or if you bought a house or if you had a house given to you, would it make any sense to then sleep in your car in the driveway? Would it make any sense to not take your place? See, when we take our place in Christ, there's so many things that come along with that. Not only do we receive righteousness, joy, and peace, but we become joy and peace to others because of who we are. Not because of who we are, but because of who He is. Because the Apostle Paul said, I am what I am because of Him. I am what I am because of His. What am I going to do when the glory comes down? I'm going to praise the Lord. What am I going to do when trials come down? I'm going to praise the Lord. What are we going to do? 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 Praise the Lord. We've been caught up together with Him. We really have been. Oh, there'll come a time when all the end time comes in like that. But the truth of the matter is that we're caught up together with Him. Multiple times. Multiple opportunities. You see, because I'm thinking right now the old song, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. How many times in the midst of a trial has that sweet chariot come by to give us a ride, and we weren't looking for deliverance, we weren't looking for victory, we weren't looking for the peace of God. We were caught up in our own thinking in that, and that's only because we don't realize that it's coming. People talk about angels all the time, you know. They want their dearly departed to be their angel watching over them. They want this, they want that. They'll say somebody was watching over you. But the truth of the matter is, why don't we be watching for them? Because you see, we have a place. The Bible says that angels are ministering spirits sent to serve those who are saved. And being saved. And being moved from glory to glory. You see, that's what's happening. You may not feel it. You may not think it. You may not even want to believe it. But if you'll just consider a little bit what God's doing in your life. If we start to be aware, you know, and again, I talk about the folks that, because they're so hungry and they're so in need of encouragement, but everybody is, because you know we're all prisoners. We're all bound. I once preached a message years and years and years about deliverance for Christians. It didn't go over very big with some, but it sure spoke to the hearts of others, and many got delivered in the midst of that. Religion can be a greater bondage than anything. And never stepping into the place of you've been set free by the blood of Jesus, never stepping into the place of by your stripes He is healed, but caught in that place of I can't be righteous. I just keep failing. I never do anything right. Instead of being able to see that God is your biggest cheerleader when you almost do it right, And if you almost do it right enough times and you become determined enough to do it right, you'll end up doing it right. And you will take the place that was already set up for you, and the enemy was holding you back from even understanding that you had a position to take a place in. Does that make sense? You see, the weapons of our warfare are actually mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so one of the devil's biggest tricks is to keep us from seeing the weapons. To keep us from going to the table that's prepared before us in the presence of our enemies. To keep us from saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, until we can feel like we can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, the simplicity that is Christ. How simple it is that God says, when you call me, I come to you. And all of my promises are yes and amen. Now I know that I'm gathering scriptures from piece by piece. But you know something? The Bible says, you know, adding one line upon another. Letting the word of God just pour into you the truth. And the truth is the truth. And it's the truth that makes us free. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you'll know the truth. The truth will make you free. Free to take our place. Not based on our performance. Based on our original position, we have a place. And when we step into our place, we begin to perform. But our performance doesn't get us our place. We perform as a result of being in the place. You watch athletics and you have an athlete that just seems to be in the right place at the right time. And that's because he knows his position. And it just is that way. Jesus secured our right standing in him. What he says we already are. We simply need to stay close. Close to him. And consequently, the enemy says, well, you can't get close to Jesus. You're not good enough. Yeah, that's right. Not good enough. But he invited me. He invites me. Come closer. Come unto me. He says, come unto me, you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now, weak? Oh, people don't like to hang out with weak people. Heavy laden? Oh, man. That's a chore to be around people that just walk under a burden all the time, just so heavy laden. But God says, you come to me, I'll give you rest. And so people weak and heavy laden, we all are weak and heavy laden. Once we see that we're weak and heavy laden, and we come to him and he gives us rest. But you know what I've discovered? I've discovered that not everybody takes their place in the rest. How many times have people said it's not that simple? Oh, you don't understand. It's harder than you think. Where does that come from? That comes from not trusting the position that God has given us, or believing that there's a place for us in his rest. You know, if we call the airlines and you make a reservation, you have secured your position. And the ticket will secure you your seat. And the only thing is, if you don't bother to show up, you won't get your place on the plane. But that doesn't change the fact that you could have. It was your place. You wouldn't stand outside the airport and say, oh, I don't think this ticket will work. You wouldn't drive away saying, well, I don't know if they'll have a place for me. You have called, you have made your reservation, and they better have a place for you. That would be the stance of someone who understands their position. I bought the ticket. My position says that that's my place. You better have a place for me. See, the confidence in that. Now, surely most people, if they bought a ticket, they would certainly get there. And if there wasn't a seat for them, they would certainly want some sort of excuse for it, some sort of reason for it. And they would also want, okay, if you're not going to let me fly, then you're going to give me a place to stay, and you're going to have to make me a reservation on the next flight. Now, that's becoming stranger and stranger all the time. When I was first started flying, that was pretty much the case. If there was a problem, they had to fix the problem. So the whole thrust of this is take your place in Christ. Take your place. Take your place in Christ. Enjoy all that Christ has for you. Believe that everything that he says is for you. Don't allow doubt to move you away from the promise of God. Believe God. I believe God. That was what the Apostle Paul said in the most dire of circumstances. I know it looks like the ship's going down. I know, but God came to me, and I believe God. And because I believe God, I'm just going to stick with God. And that's just how it's going to be. Is that so hard? Is that so far from what we can believe, or can we just take it simply and say, okay, God says that I am. And what I am then secures me my place. And so I'm going to take my place. And if I fall down, I'll get up again. If I fail, I'll repent. But nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. And so just as the person who is invited for a position that there's no way that they can fill, but because of the diligence of the employer, they end up being more than they could ever hope or imagine. That's you and that's me. All we need to do is show up. All we need to do is come before him with thanksgiving in our hearts. All we need to do is enter his courts with praise. All we need to do is welcome the glory of God. That's all that we need to do. And if we will do that, we will be most happy that we did. So make a determination that no matter what anybody says, no matter what argument comes, that even if you yourself argue against it, that you're going to take what Jesus said, and you're going to believe what he said, and you're going to believe what the Father promised, and you're going to live as one who has been delivered from the powers of darkness. You're going to live as one who's been seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You're going to live as one that walks and talks with Jesus, who hears from Jesus, who enjoys Jesus, who has such a relationship with Jesus that he's more real than any other relationship in your life, and that he makes all things beautiful. All things. That's how we can rejoice when there's various trials. That's how we can overcome, because we've been made more than conquerors. So that's your position. Will you take your place? Be encouraged. Be ready for the glory of God. Lord, I pray your blessing on these words and on the hearts of those that hear it, and that they would all be encouraged, and that they would know that their position in Christ is secure, and they just need to step into the place now, because it's been given to us to understand. We just need to take it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.